it's time for the great interview with my dad. What made you become political minded?
As a young man, I became aware of things around me since my primary school days. At the tender age of 9 years old, we saw how some of our colleagues or friends came to school even without lunch, for that matter. They had to walk to school bare feet in the cold winter months and so on. And that was a real concern of where our parents and grandparents used to stay and where they just throw us into the bush, basically. And we had to fend for ourselves due to crime factors and so on. And that's the time we became more conscious. Since 1976, the time when they say of black power, we and my colleague, of some of my friends, Ashley Krill, it's not with us anymore. We formed a group at school, the more senior phase, and we started to have some demonstrations at the time.
Why were you interested in politics issues?
Like I just said now, it was real bread and butter issues. We some of us had to go, as children, had to go and sleep on empty stomachs. No food in our stomachs. Our parents never had work. Some of us never had a roof over our heads. We were lots of people staying in the same house where it breeds even illnesses. People become sick and so on. Those are the real bread and butter issues we had to face on a daily basis. Today you see your colleague at school, tomorrow he's not with you due to illnesses and so on. And that was our concern of taking on.
Can you please tell us what is the difference between now and 1994?
The run-up to 1994, everybody was excited. We were there looking ahead for our freedom. Everybody was on top of the world to be free, and basically everybody go and make their mark to free themselves from all the bad issues we had in the past and so on. But there was we're still struggling today.
Yes.
Today we're still struggling because that time we got our political freedom. Today we sit with not having our economic freedom. We still find today there's lots of unemployment, lots of young men and women finishing school today. They finish matric, they can't even go and study further. There's no money to go and study further. Or they finish even their studies at a tertiary level and there's no work for them. So we're still sitting with this issues where we can't have jobs for that matter. So I think that the government need to intervene and do something radical about it.
How did you feel when your friend Ashley Krill did pass away?
Wow, that is a real sad issue. Whenever I spoke about this young man, Ashley Krill, my hair always started raising my body. He was such an intelligent, brilliant young man, academically and politically. Although we were basically the same age, same grade, at the same primary school together, I could always learn from him. And he was always miles ahead of me, for that matter. Even went into exile. We lost a track at the time. Came back. We never knew he came back. And the next moment we heard, he was killed.
Why did you run with a coffin on the day of the funeral?
Well, as you know, we were staying in we were living in an apartheid state. And he was labeled as a terrorist. And the state wanted to control even his funeral. And his funeral was at a new apostolic church. And it was a control outside. We had a whole lineup of police and army people standing there waiting to control this whole funeral. And when the coffin came out, they put it into the hearse. And I was one of the first ones to initiate of taking the coffin out of the hearse with one of my brothers and some other comrades. And we took the coffin shoulder high and we ran to the English church, the Church of Resurrection. And where the police started shooting on us. But we survived. We took the coffin right into the church where Tutu, Buzak and all the other political leaders was waiting for us. And they continue with the masses were waiting for us to continue with the funeral.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you.